The Food and Drug Administration announced yesterday that it's studying a substance present in many foods to determine if it poses a cancer risk. Acrylamide has been detected in starchy foods such as potatoes, crackers, and cereals, which have been cooked at high temperatures. Acrylamide has been found to cause cancer in laboratory animals, but no one knows whether it is linked to cancer in people. Michael Jacobson is executive director of the Center for Science in the Public Interest, a nonprofit lobbying group. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How long have scientists known about acrylamide?
Well, it's been known for decades. It's a common chemical used in labs and in industry, and it's been known for a very long time that it causes cancer in animals. It's also a neurotoxin in humans. Causes neurological damage. So it's a nasty chemical.
So it might pose a risk.
That's right. Well, when chemicals cause cancer in animals, the presumption is that they also cause cancer in people. And nobody wants it in our food supply, even the makers of potato chips and french fries.
What came out of yesterday's FDA meeting on acrylamide?
Well, I thought the most interesting thing was that FDA presented a plan on how it was going to cope with this problem and announced that it had tested about 150 foods. Not surprisingly, the most contaminated foods were French fries and snack chips. They didn't announce which brands were contaminated, but judging from tests that the Swedish government and other governments and we conducted earlier this year, it wasn't a surprise. But the FDA's tests showed very clearly that there was wide variation between brands. Some brands were very contaminated, others were very slightly contaminated. And that's a good sign because it means that there's something in the ingredients or the processing methods that leads to either higher or lower levels of acrylamide, and therefore something can be done about it.
We eat a lot of this?
We eat a fair amount. You know, it's in the micrograms per day. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a pretty potent chemical. So there's enough there that has government and scientists who are knowledgeable about this quite concerned and really dedicated to finding the source of the problem and trying to minimize it, if not eliminate it.
Yeah, how does acrylamide get in the food, and how do you get it out?
Well, it gets in there during cooking, where chemicals in the food. And it appears to be, the Canadian government discovered recently that a common amino acid that's present in potatoes and sugar, glucose, react together to form acrylamide at high temperatures. So one thing to do is not heat the foods at as high a temperature. Boil potatoes instead of frying potatoes. Now that's not going to make people who go to McDonald's very happy. But it's the high temperatures that do it. And now, since the Canadian discovery that an amino acid is involved, it may be possible to find varieties of potatoes or potatoes that are stored under certain conditions that have very little of that amino acid. So the good news is that scientists are beginning to figure out ways to determine how acrylamide is formed and hopefully how to prevent it from forming.
In terms of the relative risk, should people be worried about this?
People should be worried, but not frantic. A risk analyst that we asked to give us some estimate said that he thought that it probably causes several thousand cancers per year, several thousand. Now, that's not it's not in the league of tobacco, which probably causes a couple of hundred thousand cancers a year. But it's significant, especially if you're one of those several thousand. So everybody agrees that all efforts should be made to get rid of this substance.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael Jacobson is executive director of the Center for Science in the Public Interest.